This is Rick Steves. We're talking with Egil Bjarnason, his book, How Iceland Changed the World. And don't you have a lot of incest jokes in your country?
Oh, absolutely. We even have an app, and the anti-incest app, which was kind of created as a joke. But
you go out on a date and you want to know, are you second cousins or third cousins?
Of course you do. And you can do that because we have that big genealogical database that's created by a pharmaceutical company to kind of...
So 300,000 people, you have one big giant family tree and you can just tag somebody and go, oh, we're okay.
Yeah. And it's so big that it goes back 36 generations or so to the first settlers. So, you know, I can type in the name of Snorri Sturluson, the kind of legendary man writer who wrote the Norse mythology, and see how related we are. And of course, I've done it.
Statue.
Of course, I've done it.
Is there differing levels of how close of somebody you will date romantically?
I think second cousin, you know, may be frowned upon, but there's a lot of people who are in relationship who are third cousins or so here.
Third cousins.
Yeah.
So third cousins is considered okay. And if you're really kind of desperate and hard up, you'll take a second cousin.
Well, I'm not sure, but I will say that in a way, and it has been studied in Iceland, because it was common in back in the days to, you know, date someone related to you. And they found out that it, in fact, increased fertility. You know, people who were related, they tended to have more babies.
More babies and but split the IQ total among more people.